I'm Van.
I'm Sori.
That's Booby.
And Vita and Chip.
Booby shirt's on the way, y'all. POD. Christian band, finally.
Yeah.
We did a Christian band once.
Yep.
Forgot the name of the band, but we did a Christian band once, yeah.
I do remember there being one. I just thought it had something to do with an orange or something like that, but probably
yeah.
Anyway, this was requested by one of our villagers because they said that every time that they listen to it, they think of us. And I thought that was really sweet, so I was very curious to hear what the song
it's
was.
Germ. Like. It's Germ.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave us Chip.
Yeah.
It's a big homie. It's a big homie.
He said we didn't have to do a public reaction for it, but...
But guess what, Germ?
Here we are. Yeah.
Some of it is, like, people keep pressuring us, what are you going to do, a Christian band? So I'm gonna do a Christians React to POD. That's what I'm going to put in the title. All this clickbait stuff you guys do, you idiot dumbbucks.
People will keep saying in the comments, this is a Christian band, you know.
Right, yeah, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Speaking of which, if you want to check out what Sori got, because in her other blog, in the My Sori Life, she talked about getting a special present that she was excited for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to find out what that present was, it's in the latest video.
Yep.
And Sori and I shot, I think, probably one of the most important videos we've ever shot.
It was a really good one, the
Middle America Vin and Sori. So if you want to check that out, check that out.
Yeah, both descriptions, both links will be in the description.
Yeah.
I always flip that.
Okay, so this is POD Beautiful. Let's do it.
Go.
In your hand, staring at the wall with a look so sad, and thinking about who really cares. Will they even notice if I just disappear now? One bang, blood rush to the head. She'd rather fly through the sky than walk with the dead. So she stays high while the world goes by, and just another day here waiting to die. Life is beautiful, and share a little.
Wow.
I had a lump in my throat the whole time. Holding it, crying.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why did it make me want to cry, or why was I holding it in?
Yeah.
What?
What? Which one? Why did you want to cry? What are you going to cry about?
Because, like, where did the lyrics go? Like, when it was talking about, like, the different situations that people are finding themselves, and then, life is beautiful, you share a little love with the whole wide world. Oh. That part makes me feel emotional, because I think about, there's so many different, like, emails and different things that people will say, like, to us, that's basically like that, like expressing that they feel like they're, you know, some people will say that they have a hard time to get up in the morning, and you guys know this makes me emotional every time I talk about it. They have a hard time to get up in the morning, but they get up and they get their coffee and they, you know, whatever, and they'll watch our shows, and like, it helps them to get up, or it helps them to do this. Or some people, it's like, oh, they hate work, and, you know, we help them get through work or whatever. And we're not like holding ourselves back or hiding ourselves from you guys. And sometimes that scares me a little bit, because I'm like, oh my gosh, why am I so honest in our friggin' channel? And then, but then when I get comments like that or stuff like that, I'm like, okay, like, it's helping people. And like, that's kind of like been one of my life goals, is to help people. Like, I like helping people. So, the fact that we're able to do that together, and that it is helping people in big ways, you know, like, is important.
Yeah, I see Jordan Peterson, you know, he's always in the middle of some jihad, because he's probably the most misinterpreted person out right now. But he, because he's supposedly the arch-agent of the patriarchy. Toxic masculine, blah blah blah, but he gets extremely emotional when he talks about the young men that come to him at the end of his talks and say that, you know, hey, the wake up and clean your room thing is really big for me.
Yeah,
has been extremely life changing.
Yeah,
and he there was one time when he got very emotional. He's like, all people need is just a little bit of encouragement. Mm. That's all people need, you know. And it's just like, man, you know, we were talking in our group in the after party yesterday, and I was talking about how, forget about, you know, whatever you believe, your philosophy, blah blah blah. Just read the Sermon on the Mount and find something to live for a week and see how it is. It's like, you know, there's just a lot of people just mean unnecessarily.
Yeah.
You know, like, when I was in, you know, I went to school in New York City, you know, it was right. Very, you know, but like, and I got in bad situations, but people weren't mean unnecessarily. I mean, it was another set of tragedies. Mm-hmm. You know, the social situation was such that, you know, everybody was scared of each other for good reason. I don't know if you have, I don't know what you have. I know it's October 31st, the Bloods are going to go and they're cutting little women. You know what I mean? Like, so there was just, like, it was justifiable fear and violence to some degree.
But you said nothing happens on Halloween, but
we're not having this conversation. With the gangsters, it was a gang initiation. They were 031 was their code, and so it was October 31st, and they were going around cutting people. It had nothing to do with the devil or anything like that.
No.
Moving right along. But, like, I'm not saying that that's good. It's just, I get it. You need to be in a gang for socioeconomic reasons. You're afraid of the next guy in it. But, like, there are other people that are just mean for just no reason.
Yeah.
Like, why go after that kid and throw him in the trash can?
Right, right.
For what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's like, smaller than you?
Because you can.
He doesn't have three people around him like you do?
Yeah, because you can. You know what I mean? It's like, that's the thing that gets me, is, like, unnecessary meanness. Like, that's the thing that's, like, crazy to me.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like that a lot of people in the village have kind of, like, suffered unnecessarily in that sense.
I agree with that.
I think that all pain and suffering brings us someplace and forms us in ways, so I don't think that it's completely wasted, but I think that there's been a lot of that. And sometimes you can see it in people's mannerisms and stuff like that. And
yeah.
The way that, it's just sad, like, it's just sad. And, like, at the beginning, was it saying, like, babe, where are the lyrics? Keep going. You stand with the gun in your hand, staring at the wall with a look so sad.
thinking about who really cares, and will they even notice if I just disappeared? In one bang, blood rushed to the head. She'd rather fly through the sky than walk with the dead. She stays high while the world goes by, just another day here waiting to die. Just sad, like, that's the mentality that... Now, I think that there's people that, like, constantly have positive feedback. You're important. We want you around. And, like, it's never good enough for them. You know what I mean? They always need to hear more. They're always positioning conversations so that way people are patting them on the back and making them feel good. I obviously don't want anything to happen to those people either, but I think that there are people that don't have that positive feedback. They don't have somebody in their life that's saying, like, I care about you. Like, you know, I don't want you alone having a bad day. Just makes me sad.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it happens a lot. You know, I feel like there's, like, a lot of people, which I think is part of the reason, part of the draw with the village is because people are able to meet each other and, like, you know, there's some, like, contact streams. They're never stopping. Like, they're always going. And I'm, like, happy that they found each other and stuff. And so I think that that's really cool. But, like, the thought, like, well, the line, she'd rather fly through the sky than walk with the dead. Because, well, if she did that, she would be dead. But they're flipping it and they're saying, like, she feels like she's walking with the dead. To my understanding, she feels like she's walking with the dead, being with everyone that's around her.
Look, Mother Teresa said that the opposite of love isn't hate, it's apathy. For people are just apathetic to other people's...
suffering.
You know.
Situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
Everybody thinks that they're an empathetic person. I was in Houston and like, you know, I was talking to somebody about this on Instagram where I was talking about, like, being desensitized to all these shootings, these mass shootings. And she goes, yeah, I feel it too. And then I thought to myself, like, if we reacted appropriately to every mass shooting, we'd be all, none of us would be able to live life because it's so freaking tragic.
You know? I know, like,
So it's like, trying to master the balance between realizing that you're in a fallen world, so everybody's in a constant state of pain.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of where on the spectrum the person is at the given moment.
Right. Yeah.
So realizing that, you know, it's common to man, but at the same time realizing that you got to take time out of your day to talk to someone or feel somebody else's heart. Or another thing that happens is when you're the person in pain, you then justify your apathy to other people's pain.
Yeah, we've seen that so many times.
Nobody cares about you, so...
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Or they're not caring for you enough.
Yeah.
And so you can't even...
You got so much feeling sorry for yourself that you don't have any empathy for anybody else.
Yeah. You know, a lot of times, I don't even think they think about it.
No, they don't.
I don't even think they realize, I haven't been concerned about anybody in, you know...
Yeah.
Nobody but myself. Like, you're always the one in crisis. You're always the victim. You're never trying to look out for somebody else.
But that's the thing. It's like, it's a very, very, very difficult... It's 8 billion people on the planet. So whatever situation you're in, I guarantee you, there's literally millions of people in worse situations than you. That doesn't automatically... You know,
disqualify your pain
and suffering. Yeah. But it's just a matter of, like, if there's nobody that, if you can look over the last week and you haven't said a kind word to any other person, that's a problem.
Yeah,
I think that's a problem. That's why, like,
or you only have unkind words for a certain person, that's also a problem.
Yeah, right, right. Because no matter how much of a jerk the person is, they're going through something, obviously.
Right.
Whether Rick Warren said, hurt people, hurt people. So it's like, you know, you spend so much time being offended at somebody that you don't give a second. You know, it's like that whole time when that Nazi dude called in and he was, you know, he had white power in his title and everybody was all, you know, angry at the kid and all that. And then it turned out that he had some pretty terrible things happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't excuse Nazi ideology, obviously, but at the same time, it puts some context around it. And then the whole room flipped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The minute we were able to have that conversation, and then everybody was like,
"Wow." That conversation was pretty important to people.
Yeah.
People were really, wow.
Yeah, it was a very important discussion. Yeah. You know, and I had to kind of fight with YouTube to keep it online because it was like, you know. But
what's
like,
it titled if people want to see it?
I'll put it right there.
Okay. There you are.
So it's like, you know.
Yeah.
You just got to take the time with people. And if you don't take the time with people, then, you know, we're never going to get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe in a good future.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's pretty cool to see like a positive song. You know, although the video made me sad.
Video was really sad, but I felt like the video was a lot of villagers.
Yeah. Well, I know one, you know, Ian, like, he had a very hard time because he had Asperger's and, you know, he's autistic, and so he had a hard time, you know, in school.
See, a lot of people that have those types of issues express that thing. And then we still have people saying that everybody has, like, that like common apathy toward
common empathy, right?
Yeah, common empathy.
Yeah,
like,
right.
Well, why is this happening to these people that have mental issues?
Yeah, there's your milk of human kindness. Like,
my dad was driving down the road and there was a Down syndrome man that was riding his bike. I hate this story. And somebody just, my father said, he was driving and the person in front of them, they just opened up their car door and just kicked him over on his bike. And he just felt, why would you do that? Like, what's wrong with people? Why would you do that? So, you know, my father obviously helped the man or whatever, but, like, you can stop your car and help the man get up and dust off his pants and buy him a sandwich or whatever you want, but the pain from somebody just friggin' opening their car door and kicking you over for no reason but that you have some birth, I don't know, do they call it a birth defect?
Yeah.
You know, like, we should be kinder to these people. I don't know.
Yeah, but
the capabilities of human beings to be so mean and then sometimes to be so kind is like, you know, some of the stuff that you see, you know, people do to save the lives of other people or, you know, jeopardize their own safety or, you know, when people will do some really like extravagant things for other human beings. And then at the same time, you'll also see, like, wow, I mean.
Yeah.
And I think I've told it before, one more story. Down the road, when we were growing up, there was a man down the road. Well, he was a man to me, but he wasn't really. I mean, he was probably like a teenager, a young adult. And he would work in his little garden and stuff. And, like, one night, some kids just went in there and took all of his tomatoes and everything and smashed them on the street. It was just mean, you know? He works his little garden. I felt so terrible. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I remember being really young, like, not old enough to be able to go and, like, do anything about it, but just seeing the tomatoes and stuff in the street and being like, what happened? You know, and my parents, you know, had talked to them and stuff and found out. Just, why? That wasn't the only garden in the neighborhood. Why his garden?
Yeah, and I remember, you know, being, I was in seventh grade, I was the angriest person.
In the probably seventh grade?
Seventh grade and tenth grade.
Oh, really?
The angriest I've ever been, yeah. Yeah, my mom and I are just not getting along well. And I remember I went into school, and I had this friend, and he was bigger than me, but he wasn't like me. You know what I mean? And I just went up and I went, bang! Smack, no reason. He's like, why did you do that? No reason. I was just angry, and I just, you know,
yeah.
There was a substitute teacher there, and I'm like, all right. And then
what does a substitute teacher have to do with it?
Because I wasn't going to get in trouble. They were just completely disconnected from anything. And I just remember thinking to myself, the first person I talk to, I'm going to hit him. And that's what I said to him. I used to do stuff like that in my head. I'm like, the first person this, I'm going to do that. Just stupid.
Wow.
And that is something, like, I've done a lot of crazy, terrible things in my life, like, very bad things. Mm-hmm. And, like,
that one bothers me.
There are, like, two to three things where I'm like, that, you talk about, like, forgiving yourself and stuff like that. And if I laid out, like, the things that I've done, people, like, horrified, like, are you kidding me? But, you know, it was my environment, I was in the hood, that's how I justify it. But, but that, like, there's like two or three, and there's another one when in the fourth grade in Jupiter Elementary School. And there was this kid everybody was picking on, and I was like friends with him and stuff. And he was supposed to pick, I forgot what, he was supposed to pick a buddy for the Valentine's Day or Christmas or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it was like clear, like God was like picking. And the kid was looking at me like he was very confident because I was the only one that talked to him because I was a new kid. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like, I knew what it was like and all that. Yeah. You know what I mean? To like, you know, to be new or whatever. And I, and it was clear as day, like it's like real as you're sitting next to me. God was like, pick him. And he's looking at me and he was very confident I was going to pick him, and I didn't. I left him to himself, and he was like, that was tough. So
did
that
somebody else pick him?
And no.
He didn't get picked at all?
Not at all. He was there by himself. I didn't even like the kid that I picked. It was just stupid.
That's weird. Why did you do that?
You don't know? I usually don't. That was probably like one of the pivotal moments where I'm like, I'm never doing this peer pressure thing ever again in my life.
Oh, it was for peer pressure. So there was a reason.
Yeah, they were like, oh, he's gay or he smells. Or it's like every day there was some new accusation against this kid. And like, I did pretty good with it. Like I was, you know, I played with him in recess and stuff like that. But the...
Well, maybe it was Valentine's Day and maybe it was that angle.
I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure it was Christmas. Supposed to build a gingerbread house or something like that. Anyway, I didn't pick the kid. Anyway, I completely failed on it. So that, and then the guy's name was David in the 7th grade at Southwest Junior High School. Just bang! You
know, I know those two stories bother you because you will talk about them.
I talk about
them. You do.
Well, I justify it because he's bigger than me. So I was like, well, he's bigger than me.
You don't really justify it.
No, I'm saying at the time.
Oh, I'm like, you don't really. You're
well,
every
time
you talk about it, it sounds like.
At the time, I didn't feel guilty about it at all at the time. Because he was bigger than me. I was like,
Well, he's bigger.
You know, you want smoke.
You what?
Like, if you know, you want to do something, you know, but but now looking back, it was like one of the worst things I've ever done in my life, which of course most people would be like, that is not the worst thing you've ever done in your life, especially as far as violence goes. Uh-huh. That's not. But, I don't know. The other stuff people had, you know, whatever. So mm-hmm. I'm like, but that, I was like, that was bad. Because the guy, you know, it's like...
I know.
Was it Augustine in Confessions? And he was talking about how he stole the apple. And he was going out with his friends and there was the apple there. And that's when he realized that he was a sinner. Because he didn't even like the apple. And then he said, it dawned on me that I took the apple just because I could. And that's when it hit him like, whoa, I'm a sinner.
Yep.
Like... Just like you with the tomatoes.
Yeah.
You know, like, why?
Yeah.
You're starving, okay.
But you just smashed them in the street.
Or even
right in front of his
or
house.
Or even tomatoes are your favorite fruit. Apples your favorite fruit, and you just can't help it. Like Johan, you know, it's just like.
Yeah.
Okay, terrible. Don't do it. Don't steal. But I get it. But just take them just to smash them?
Right.
It's like.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. So like human nature's a crazy thing, but I the thing that was the best part of this whole song was life is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking a lot of times in metal, like we forget that. Like the very fact that you can put instrumentation together and talk about how terrible your life is and you know that it's going to affect hundreds, possibly thousands, possibly millions of people is a testament to the beauty of life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you had a lot of bands that talk of, and I think it's important. You got to talk about the pain in your life, otherwise you'll never exercise those demons. But I think that in the metal community, sometimes we miss out on the. You don't have to be a Christian to realize that life is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, no matter how dark and how black you get, metal. And how nihilistic and hopeless the music is. The very fact that you have music to express hopelessness means that there's hope still in the world.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not, you're not in solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's a real blessing.
And
to me, anytime I hear, like, metal, it's so crazy to me. Like, the first people that are noted as being musicians are the descendants of Cain.
Yeah.
I think that's so amazing. Like, that says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, about God and how much love he has for people who are...
Right.
On the wrong side of human nature, put it that way. That are not revealing the better angels of our nature. But, you know, it's like, that's beautiful. God's like, all right, I'm going to give you guys music. You know, so...
Yep.
Anyway, it's a beautiful song. Good stuff. Video is kind of corny, but that's okay. Kind of what I expect from Christian music. But.
Yeah. So I was a little bit confused about that tall character.
It's basically an imaginary friend that he had.
But the imaginary friend really beat up the people.
Yeah, he was like real.
So he was real?
It turned out he was actually real.
Honestly, when he was standing by the kid's bed, it was a little bit creepy. When he was like
extremely.
When he was in the house with the kid.
Well, the saddest part of the video was when the kid was holding his hand and he was invisible.
Yeah.
That was just completely, that's like metaphorically very sad to me.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I really enjoyed the song.
But it's kind of like God, you know, because, you know, people always say, like, oh, your imaginary friend in the sky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. People are like hilarious. It's so resentful, man.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, dude, like, what happened to you? Even if I thought that God wasn't real, yeah. I would never say that to somebody.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would never. I was just talking to one
yeah,
of my.
Yeah, that's true. Why are you so resentful?
I was talking to one of my atheists. She's an atheist, and she was like, you know, she wants nothing to do with that brand of atheism. She's like, I don't see any use for it. It's just like this. Uh-huh. Like, can you imagine somebody being like, I never thought of that. What if he's just imaginary?
Right.
They're like, no Christian has ever thought of this before. We needed you to enlighten us. It's just completely mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. To me, I'd be like, okay, well, they're delusional, but right. It gives their life meaning and purpose, so
right.
Why would you want to take that from them? It's completely mean and very small.
Yeah, I never actually thought about, like, how, yeah. It does kind of sound resentful, though.
Mad resentful.
Yeah.
Mad resentful. But, like, it turns out that this kid's imaginary friend was actually real.
Uh-huh.
And threw that bully in the trash. Hmm?
Yep.
Hmm? Oh. Vindication? Hmm?
Vengeance is mine, says the Lord.
Says your imaginary sky daddy.
Yeah.
That's the other one. The sky daddy.
Yeah.
Always the Matt's been doing this thing.
Pointing down.
Alec has never said that to me, my atheist buddy, Alec.
No.
He's never called. He's never said anything.
He always talks, like, and it doesn't sound emotional.
No, Alec is an android, man.
Yeah.
He's a computer. He's a machine. Alright, what do you give the song?
9.5. I really liked it.
Yeah, it's an 8.7 to me. I don't think I've ever given an 8.7 before. So
I think you have.
Thank you, Jerem. Okay. Hey, y'all. Life is beautiful.
Yep.
Facebook.com/VinandSori to get hooked up with the village.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. Vin out.
Sori out.
Gone. You're beautiful.